going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
So you guys know most dating apps, if you like someone, you swipe right. If they like you, they swipe right, and then you match, right? On my dating app, if you reject someone and you swipe left, and they swipe left, and they reject you too, then you also match with that person. Isn't that more interesting? Two people who both rejected each other? That's two people who both think they're better than the other person. Like, I think that would lead to more first dates because you're going to want to meet that person in real life. People are going to show up on the first date and be like, okay, so what the is wrong with me? You know, was it my photos? Was it my bio? What was it?
Monday, June 9th. 2025, it's the wake up call. We're back. We are back. Woo! Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Here we are. And I was on vacation all last week. You were on vacation all last week, too?
All
last week as well. Kevin, thank you for holding down the fort for us.
Doing the Lord's work, buddy.
Doing the Lord's work. And here we are. And man, what a week. Huh? How was it without us, Kevin?
Oh, it was interesting. A lot of talking to myself.
Oh, what did you tell yourself?
I kind of acted out our role. So okay. You know how I would sit in Gavin's spot.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, Kevin, phones are ringing. And then I would run over here, answer the phone.
Okay, then what would you ring me? What were you doing?
I went under the table one time because I had a big commercial break.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to feel my inner Katie.
Okay.
So
for those who don't know, I like to make myself a little cot during commercial breaks and just have a little lay down.
I went to your area and I was like, I'm going down, guys.
Yeah, guys, I'm going down.
I like that you still said that
out
loud.
Yeah, it just made me feel some sort of way.
Well, that's great. That's great. Katie, you went to Vegas.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on vacation, and Katie went to Vegas and saw every entertainment show that you could possibly do.
So my boyfriend D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM, he planned an entire trip for us, which, as we know, has never happened to me before. I've never had anybody plan literally everything. So first night, we went to Janet Jackson. Second night, we saw Kendrick Lamar. Third day and night, we saw Hamilton. And then that evening, we saw the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil. Oh, now, wow. I know, Gavin, there was a time you and I saw Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was, I mean, to say the most incredible thing I've ever seen is an understatement.
Cirque du Soleil makes me nervous.
You know what? I used to think that.
Like, oh, God, she's going to die.
No, no. I could just tell they all had it dialed in.
Was it the Michael Jackson?
No, nobody is Michael Jackson.
Oh.
They're all just like.
They don't all dress like Michael Jackson?
Well, sometimes they do, but nobody is pretending to be Michael Jackson.
So they just do Cirque du Soleil circus stuff to Michael Jackson songs.
Correct. And it is, which I thought was great.
Is that what we saw?
Huh?
Is that what we saw years ago?
I can't remember what we saw. There was some other stuff going on with you and your wife that was.
Right. No, yeah. That was very distracting, but there was Michael Jackson songs.
I can't remember.
And French gay acrobats were French and gay.
there were people like literally flying over the audience on many different occasions. Mm. The whole thing was great. So anyways.
So which one of those was the best?
Michael Jackson.
Wow. Yeah. Over Kendrick and Janet Jackson?
You forgot Hamilton.
Over Hamilton.
Hamilton's not on the list for me.
Okay.
You loved America.
My answer is yes.
Okay.
So here's what we realized. And it was the perfect way to do Vegas for me because we don't gamble. And we're not going to go to like nightclubs or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was a perfect balance of all these incredible restaurants that he booked, like specifically with me in mind. They all had oysters. It was wonderful. Napping, just hanging out in the room, getting ready, and then going to shows.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for me. Here's what I realized about Las Vegas, though. It feels like a fever dream.
I agree so far.
Imagine I said to you, I had the craziest dream last night. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay. First of all, you'd go like, oh boy, here we go. I don't want to hear about somebody's dream. But then you let me keep going.
Right, right.
And I go, We were in this hotel and the interior of it like looked like you're outside, but you're actually inside and it kind of seemed like you're in Venice. But then if you go outside, you see like a tiny Statue of Liberty, but it's like really close to a tiny Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you keep going, there's this giant orb and it changes, but and sometimes it actually looks like an emoji that's winking at you. But then if you go down the street more, there was a giant lion, and then there was another hotel, but it was a triangle, and
it's 1,000 degrees.
It is 1,000 degrees, and every once in a while you see a showgirl on the street.
You're right. If somebody just told you all this stuff,
you would be like, you're sick.
We're going to the ER.
Right? Yeah. You put your hand to their forehead, and you'd be like, are you all right?
Yeah.
But it's all real.
Like, and then you have to walk through rooms that are always loud and bright, filled with smoke.
they take that smoke out in Vegas.
You're kidding.
I don't know how they do it.
Since when? That's part of the charm.
No, no, no. People are smoking.
I know, but smelling
you
it and
almost
walking,
not smell it at all.
What? That's sure. That's new.
Yeah. I felt like I was. At first, I thought, oh, they don't allow smoking in here anymore. And then I would see people and I'd be like, oh.
That's shocked. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, well, at least at the Venetian.
The last time I went to Vegas, which has been a very, very long time, my eyes burned because of how smoky it was.
It smelled really bad.
I feel like our bodies were reacting to it, but we couldn't smell it.
That makes sense. Which also, let's add that to the dream, too. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you like had a great time.
The other thing that I did say to him, though, and if you know me, I guess this makes a lot of sense. Las Vegas looks like my brain feels.
I don't know what you're about to say, but you're right.
Yes. First of all, it never shuts off.
Right.
It's going 24/7.
Yep.
Second, there every time you look around, there's a new screen flashing saying something else. Yep. Okay. Lots of lights. Yep. Lots of lights. But also depression.
A lot of ringy dings.
Right, yeah. Look in here, look in there, look in here.
A million things trying to get you to look over there.
Yeah, and it wants me to spend money.
A few winners, a lot of losers.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I just got back from Disneyland for a family vacation, and Disneyland is known as the happiest place on earth, and it was not the happiest place on earth for a gentleman behind me in line.
Oh.
I have been going down to Disneyland for years and years, and I've never had an experience like this before, and I can tell you right now, I hope I have it again.
Oh.
Me and my family are in line for Alice in Wonderland. Now, if you've ever been on Alice in Wonderland, it is a children's ride.
Without question.
Very slow, dark ride. You get in a caterpillar and ride around Wonderland. And there's a guy behind me by himself. He's not with anybody. Single rider for Alice in Wonderland? But nonetheless, he is dressed like a bro ready for the best day at Disney. He's decked out. He looks like he's in a beer commercial.
Oh, okay.
Like like Liquid Death, okay? Because he's wearing like a teal trucker hat. He's wearing like a black, you know, that company Neff.
The skateboard company.
That's like a skateboard company, but they partner with Disney a lot. So they make like cool guy Disney shirts and stuff. He's wearing like real big F-boy glass sunglasses.
Okay.
Like that are reflective and red. Like he's ready for a day at the beach.
Okay.
Okay. If you want to see what he looks like, by the way, you can text the word bro, B-R-O, to 916-909-1065. Because you really need to get an idea of how weird it is that this one man is by himself on a children's ride. And all of a sudden, bro gets a phone call.
Okay. And you're in line.
Yeah, he's right behind us.
Okay.
And we deduce what's happening by just hearing his voice on the phone call. It's a one-way conversation. Katie, you would have been enthralled by this.
Sure.
He is arguing with his girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh.
And his girlfriend went with him to Disneyland and left his ass there.
Why?
Because he told her to.
Oh, boy.
She got so mad about... Now, this is the part that's a little hazy. Either she didn't want to wait for lines.
Okay.
Or she didn't want to wait for people they were meeting, but she didn't want to wait for something.
Okay.
And this guy was talking to his girlfriend, who sounded, the way that he was talking to her made it sound like she was drunk.
Oh.
And also, he might have been drunk.
Oh.
Not 100% sure on that one. But he was mad and laughing at the same time, like having a good old time. And he was saying some of the funniest things to his girlfriend because they were specifically about Disneyland. He was like shouting things like, I told you to go. You can't hang at Disney. Then just go. Just go, bitch. Okay. Now, I don't want people swearing around my kids that aren't me. Okay, I do want that. But they were kind of like oblivious to the whole situation. I couldn't have been leaning back to hear this more.
Sure.
And he's saying things like, what? I can't ride rides I want to ride? Sorry. Sorry. I can't be by myself at Disneyland? Watch me, bitch. Like a lot, like saying stuff like that. Oh, I'm the a-hole because you're a rookie at this.
And it's like, oh, oh my wow. God.
He kept talking about how we just got these season passes. Like a lot. Like, oh my God, this is so great. So, obviously, I don't know what that girlfriend did, but I'm on bro's side. I have his back because he's a good time, Charlie, and he deserves to have somebody in his corner.
I'm going to have to disagree. There is more than one way to skin a cat, okay? And there are some Disney people that believe their way of doing Disney is the only way to do Disney. And some of those people are in this room and their names are Gavin.
And some of those people ride Alice in Wonderland by themselves, a little tipsy.
Right.
Dressed like an F-boy.
Right.
If you want to see him, text bro to 909-1065.
And I will say, sometimes, and you aren't as bad as other people that we've gone with.
Right.
Sometimes it's just like, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be exhausting.
It can be.
It can be exhausting. And also, maybe that's not the pace I want to go, baby.
Yeah, that's
okay?
True.
Maybe I don't want to go on an Alice in Wonderland ride because I am in, sounds like, my late 20s, early 30s.
Can we pause for a second there? What a decision, by the way. He has a fight with his girlfriend. She storms off. And at some point, he goes, you know what this situation calls for?
A Mad Hatter.
Yeah, a Cheshire cat.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he's the kind of guy that knew what he was doing, looked at the app, and said, not long of a wait to get on Alice.
Oh, total. You're so right.
So he didn't even want to be on that ride, but he just thought, I'm getting my money's worth.
I would have waited 100 minutes in line with this guy.
God. And so was there any resolution?
No. See, that was the thing. They were fighting all the way up until we got on Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
And I had the thought, is he going to continue this fight while he's riding Alice in Wonderland?
And?
He didn't, because if you text bro to 909-1065, you will see he is off the phone, but he is on the ride
by himself.
So anyway, do you have this guy's back, or are you like Katie and you're like, no, he's definitely a Gavin adjacent person.
He needs to slow down.
916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So it's James's birthday, guys.
Oh, happy birthday, James.
And his brother, I think it was his brother, wanted me to phone scam him for his birthday because they do not live together. His brother lives here. James lives in Salt Lake City, and he's the manager of a Buca di Beppo. So I am calling James to tell him that I found a whole bunch of junk in my grandfather's garage that Buca di Beppo would probably be interested in hanging on their walls.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling Buca di Beppo. This is James. How may I help you?
Hi, can I speak with the manager?
Yes, I'm the manager. This is James.
Hi. So my name is Sid, and I got some stuff that I want to sell you guys. I think you'd be interested in it. So my grandfather just died about a month ago.
Oh, my God.
Ago.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. It wasn't from your food. No. You know, we're going through his house and trying to get rid of his stuff, and I found, like, a whole bunch of just really weird, random garbage in his garage. And first thing that I thought was, boy, Buca di Beppo would want this, you know? So here I am talking to you.
That was the first thing you thought was that Buca di Beppo would want your grandfather's garbage?
Yeah, for your walls, to put all over the walls.
You called here to sell me garbage from your grandfather's garage to put on our restaurant's walls?
Well, sure. One man's trash is another man's treasure, you know, as Martin Luther King said. So, like, what we need to do is get rid of this stuff. I don't want to throw it all away. You might like it. Like, for instance, I found, like, a little porcelain naked baby. But it seems like something, though, that you'd put up on, like, a shelf. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. I kind of understand you more now. Yes, obviously, you come to Buca di Beppo. We have a very
I love
Italian
Buca di Beppo. I love
feel.
It.
Isn't it? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm sure that your grandfather has a ton of great items that would really work well in the restaurant. However, that's just we don't purchase outside materials from customers or from the public. That's all that stuff's brought from our corporate office.
Your corporate office looks like that? It's got all that stuff just laying around in the corporate office?
No, I mean, our corporate office has a purchaser and a And every time a Buca di Beppo is built, someone from our corporate office does all of the design. And so maybe you'd like to speak with someone at the corporate office.
No, I want to talk to you. I want my my local Buca di Beppo to have my grandfather's trash in it. Just hear me out. So like there's another thing that I found, and it's so basically it looks like pornography. I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay,
but it does have two people. Have what?
There's no way we're in any capacity will we be putting pornography.
Well, you
in
don't
our
know what
restaurant.
They're doing in the picture. You didn't let me finish. You cut me off.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're right. Go ahead.
She's
okay. Look, I'm 3 seconds away from hanging up.
Okay, all right. So you don't want that one. That's fine. I mean, are you interested in anything? Like, there's some of the pictures that I drew as a little kid. Do you want to hang that up?
You're
that's
joking,
cute.
Right? Are you serious?
It's supposed to give off a family aura. Well, why not hang kids' art up on the walls?
You know what? You're absolutely right. However,
okay, I'll bring that by. You can have that stuff for free.
Okay, please don't. Please don't.
I got an old bike. He's got a bike in here, the tires.
No, we can't put a bike. Please, look, sir, please don't bring anything down here.
He's got some old exercise equipment that I think would be kind of funny if you had like a room, like you guys have the Pope room. You could have an old
okay.
man exercise room.
We don't have any room for any of your grandfather's items.
All right.
I really appreciate you calling.
He also has he's got a vintage sign from Olive Garden. Do you want that?
Why would I hang a sign from another restaurant in our restaurant? Look, I have to go. I'm very busy. Thank you.
Hold on, wait, hold on, James, now. Hold on. Before you go, I just want to tell you, none of this is real. This is actually Gavin from The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, here in Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
Your brother wanted me to do this, and he wanted me to tell you happy birthday and that he
okay.
misses you. So please come home
God.
And visit again, okay?
Okay. All right. Happy birthday to me.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The weather is hot, and it's time for us to hang 10 on The Wake Up Call.
And Kevin, who is our caller 17?
A Richard, line one.
Line one. Good morning, Richard. Aloha.
Good morning. Aloha.
Have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
Sure, I've heard you guys play it before.
Fantastic. We're going to go over the rules real fast for anybody who's never heard this before. We're going to give you three categories. You've got 10 seconds in each category to name one thing that applies up to five things. Five things.
Yeah.
Each thing's worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. You want a practice round?
Sure. Always use some practice.
Could always use some practice. I love that philosophy. All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the clock, and... You guys,
she's laughing because I made the categories.
Yeah, are they
a mess?
No, but they're not.
It's the first day.
Okay. Right. Very summery.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's summer.
Okay. Well, okay, Richard.
Here, easy.
Here's the good news, Richard. This is a practice round. Just give me four car companies. Go.
Dodge, Ford, GMC, Mercedes-Benz.
Was that five? Yeah, okay. Listen, you get it. You get how it works. All right. A lot of American car companies in there. Good for you. All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 10 seconds back on the clock. This time we're playing for real, and we're playing for tickets to go see Halsey at the venue on July 5th. All right. So that's going to be fun. We've all seen Halsey live. She's
wonderful.
She's great. Wait, I don't know why she never... like, took off into the stratosphere. She's very talented. But anyway, okay, here we go. Richard, Katie's got the categories.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five ice cream flavors. Go.
Chocolate, vanilla, Rocky Road, Neapolitan, strawberry, Moose Tracks.
Listen,
we got five.
I love that you kept going because I was about to say... vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and Neapolitan.
Well, you didn't buy it.
I know.
It's a name.
That's true. All right. So right off the bat, 5 out of 5. Great job, Richard. All
okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, Richard, this is where things are going to get a little weird.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five adjectives about summer.
That describes summer.
Go.
Go.
Hot, sweaty, windy, muggy, breezy.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
That wasn't what I was looking for.
Windy and breezy are the same.
I don't know, like hot.
He said that.
Carefree.
Carefree.
Fun.
Adventurous.
Adventurous. There's a lot of adjectives.
There are so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I hate you guys.
Grammar lesson this morning on Hang 10. You only need one more, but let's try to get all five, okay?
I'm glad you only need one more because this one is going to be a lot harder.
Oh, really?
Hey, wow.
In 10 seconds, name five songs about summer. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Summer by War. Boys of Summer. Summertime. Summertime Blues.
We got four on that one.
Is Summertime Blues a real song?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a real song.
Really old one.
Really old.
I mean, almost every song you said, Richard, was very old.
By Alan Jackson.
But that's okay. All right.
AJ.
I love it. Richard, congratulations. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome.
You got a pair of tickets to go see Halsey. You're going to love new music, by the way.
I love her music. I've never seen her in concert, though.
She's fantastic. Cool, she's fantastic. Cool. So stay on hold. We got to get your information. And if you take any pictures, tag us on Instagram.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She is back from vacation and well-rested, performance-enhancing.
Uh-oh.
Are you smarter than Katie? La da 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 da. Jackpot is up to $260. That's where we left off. And Kevin, who is our contestant?
Kelly from Folsom.
Kelly from Folsom, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now, you're our first Are You Smarter Than Katie contestant that we've had in over a week. This is exciting. By the way, Are You Smarter Than Katie will be part of Wake Up Call Live. Some tickets still available. Text live to 916-909-1065. VIP's all gone, but yeah, watch us play this live. You could be chosen to come up on stage to play with Are You Smarter Than Katie live. All right, here we go, Kelly. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie has left the studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fantastic. Love it. Here we go. Question one. L.A. is still the site of another day of protests that has been escalated by the deployment of the National Guard. The protests started when ICE raided prominent Latino parts of the city. California is now suing the federal government over the deployment of the National Guard, which even the LAPD has said was excessive and unnecessary. What does ICE stand for?
Immigration. Wait, ICE. Immigration. Oh, that's a good one.
3 seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on. Question two. Actor Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct by 9 different women. This includes the sexual assault of a 17-year-old girl and an inappropriate conversation with a 16-year-old girl. Leto denies all accusations. True or false, Jared Leto is an Oscar winner.
True.
Question three. Jason Biggs, the star of the American Pie films, was on a podcast talking about how bad his drug addiction was. He admitted that he once threw his cocaine away so that he wouldn't do it, but then found himself fishing it out a few days later of the trash can and snorting it. Oh my God. Cocaine is made from a plant that is grown only on what continent?
What continent? Latin America. That would be Latin America, I believe. Continent. Colombia? I don't know.
All right. Question.
That's a good one.
Question four. TSA as a warning for anyone who believes what they see on social media. You cannot use your Costco card as an official form of ID to board an airplane. The rumor started from an influencer and it has become viral with people actually believing it's true. How many tiers of Costco membership are there?
2.
And question 5, Miley Cyrus was heckled by her own fans at a Q&A for her new film because they thought it was a concert and it wasn't. They screamed for her to sing, and she eventually did just to shut them up. Each person in the audience paid $800 to be there. So if you bought 7 tickets for you and your friends, what's your total?
$5,600.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Kelly, what are we doing today?
We are organizing. I just moved.
You moved?
We've got lots of organizing and purging to do.
Did you move to Folsom or what?
Yes.
Okay, from where?
That's exciting.
Move from one side of the river to the other.
Yes.
Okay.
So where did you move from?
I moved from the, I guess that would be the north side of the river, which is on the Orangeville, close to the Orangeville border.
Okay, right. Got it.
Back over to central Folsom.
All right,
okay.
Now you're in Folsom.
How exciting.
All right, congratulations. That's exciting.
A lot of work.
I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. You've probably seen the protests going on in L.A. right now. They started when ICE was raiding Latino parts of the city. And the federal government deployed the National Guard, which escalated everything. Well, breaking news this morning, California is suing the federal government over the deployment of the National Guard, which even the LAPD has said is excessive and unnecessary.
Oh, well, I think they've since come back and said,
now we need it. Well,
yeah,
because now things have escalated.
Reassess the situation and maybe they do need
it. It wasn't at first, and now things have escalated, and now it's like, okay, well. What does ICE stand for?
Oh, Immigration Customs Enforcement.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. Immigration customs, yes. Question two. Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct by 9 different women. 2 of them, one was 17-year-old girl, one a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jared Leto denies the accusations. True or false, Jared Leto is an Oscar winner?
I think true.
That is true. Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, right.
Question 3. Jason Biggs. Remember him from American Pie?
Yeah.
He was on a podcast talking about how bad his drug addiction was, and he said that he threw his cocaine in the trash can to kind of save himself, and he found himself days later fishing his coke out of the trash can to do it.
It's if you haven't fished drugs out of the garbage, are you even a drug addict?
It's Katie at endonline.com. Cocaine is made from a plant that is grown only on what continent?
Continents confuse me. What? South America? Okay.
There you go.
Man.
There's only 7 continents.
Yeah, but some are countries.
She's not wrong.
Right, thank you.
Question 4, TSA has a warning for anybody who believes what they see on social media. You cannot use your Costco card as an official form of ID to board an airplane.
Hilarious.
I can't believe people believe this.
Well, especially because you can't even see your picture on the Costco card. Nothing is grainier.
That's true. How many tiers of Costco membership are there?
3.
3.
I'm executive, bitch.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. The black card.
She's got the black card.
How do you like me now?
Question 5. Miley Cyrus was heckled by her own fans at a Q&A for her new film because they thought they bought tickets to an exclusive concert. It was not. They screamed for her to sing, and she eventually obliged them for like 30 seconds just to shut them up. Each person in the audience paid $800 to be there. So if you bought 7 tickets for you and your friends, because you're a good friend, what's your total?
$560. Are we sure? $720. $640. God damn it.
$5,600.
Oh. Each person paid $800, Katie. How did it get less?
Dang it. Oh, my God.
Kelly, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
All right. Final score. You got 2, but Katie got 4. Katie wins.
Nice work, Katie.
Nice work, Katie.
Don't deserve
it. Sport.
Nice work, Katie. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Kelly, what is it that you want to tell us?
I just want to say that you guys are great. You're entertaining, and I love your vibe.
We love you too, my friend.
And we appreciate that, but now we want to hear you say you're not smarter than Katie.
I'm not smarter than Katie. Not this morning.
Not
anyway.
This morning. You're moving.
Kelly, we hope you show up to Wake Up Call Live. We'd love to meet you there.
Oh, I will.
All right,
will,
good. June 28th at the Crest Theater.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Believe it or not, today's National Sunscreen Day. I don't. These national days don't mean anything. But
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's National Sunscreen Day. And, you know, there's an article here all about it, where did it come from, and blah, 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 blah. But, of course, they always have statistics. And there was one statistic that really stood out to me. 36% of people are totally fine lathering up a stranger.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
No, not me.
You're giving them medicine.
If a stranger came up to you at the beach or the pool,
yes,
and said, can you get my back?
Yes.
You what?
When I was in Cabo, there were people asleep by the pool that I could tell were getting sunburned, and I wanted to sunscreen them without consent.
Oh.
Because I just felt like I was doing a good deed. Sunscreen is preventative medicine.
No, I know that, but okay, there's something...
You're going to say to somebody, no?
Right, that's
I
mean. Can't,
I don't believe you, especially.
I would do it.
You
do
don't
it.
Even like to like, hug.
He doesn't want us to touch him.
Yeah, I don't like being touched, but I could do the touching.
I don't even like doing it to people I know sometimes. There seems to be something... What? Not sensual, but something intimate about rubbing oil or lotion into a person's skin.
Would you think it was sensual if you had to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
Well, they told people not to do that anymore. So I don't have to think about that.
Well, you do have to push on somebody's chest. What if it's a woman and she has boobs?
Right. Listen, and your mouth is on her.
I'm
well,
a doctor.
You don't put your mouth on
your mouth on them.
You can. I think you do two breaths and then you go.
But maybe this is holdover from when you're a teenage boy and you grow up with other teenage boys in your social circle.
Yeah.
There's just something about like, bro, can you hit my back? And then it's always met with like, come on.
Oh, really? Oh.
And then it's like, and then it's like,
I mean, in this day and age, almost nobody uses lotion anyway. Now, almost nobody has lotion and sunscreen anyway. So you're just spraying it now. Do I believe that when you spray sunscreen on somebody's back, you still need to rub it in? Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. And that is a. Also, we are going too loosey-goosey on just spraying stuff on people's backs as if we're getting everything. We're not.
Well, it's a case-by-case basis.
Like it's
if,
not.
If I'm spraying your back, yeah. I'm giving you two coats.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Chances are, if it's the beginning of a pool day and you need me to spray your back, you're already sunburned.
Well, now that I've really committed to my rash guard,
right.
It has helped me a lot.
And what a look.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah. So, okay. So I am vastly in the, because apparently I'm not in the minority.
No, you're not technically the minority, but it does make you an a-hole.
2/3 of people would not lather up
burn.
A stranger.
You'll shake somebody's hand.
That's very different.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about, will
it's
you
touching their body.
Put, right.
Okay, but you'll touch somebody's body
with like lotion or oil.
Okay.
There's an intimacy in it. Then tell me there's not an intimacy in it. When you go get a massage, you'd get a massage from anybody? From anybody?
Usually you do. Who are you getting massages from?
People I know or develop a trust with or something
that
like
the
that.
The first time?
No, not the first time, but I usually have like a very least.
You put sunscreen on babies.
That's different.
Oh.
They can't do it themselves.
Neither can somebody on their back.
Okay, yeah. So if there's a stranger with no arms, I have no problem with that. What? Oh, you I'm the bad guy?
Yeah.
You're gasping at them like okay. They're circus freaks?
No.
Kevin, you're terrible.
Me?
I would do it. If they came up to
okay,
me.
But, okay, like, okay, think of me. Okay?
Always.
Pretend you don't know me.
Okay.
Okay. I have almost zero arm flexibility.
Same.
I can't touch my hands behind my back. Mm-mm. I have little T-Rex arms. They're too short. I can barely touch my own shoulders.
I can get
okay?
to the bottom of my neck.
I yep. might as well have no arms.
Right.
When it comes to getting my back.
Right.
So you're gonna look at me. With this complexion, I am a stranger. I am out in the middle of, well, not let's not say nowhere, okay? Right. But I am
right.
on an island by myself.
A public pool.
Okay, and you're going, now, granted, I would never ask a man. I would always
why
ask
why not? Him, why not?
men are perverts.
Because you never know when one is a morning radio show that's talking about how it's intimate. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
but
know.
You okay? But I would ask a woman,
a stranger woman.
Yes, and you could ask a man.
I would ask anybody.
What if I ask a woman?
If you, that feels better.
It does.
Oh yeah.
No, it depends how he asks her.
Well, it depends on how he asks, but it feels better for a woman to put lotion on your back than for a man to put lotion on a woman's back.
All right. So it depends how I ask. So okay. So if I just like turn to the person closest to me and she's like a grandma, totally fine. But if I walk through the public pool holding a tube of lotion and I'm just going, not you, not you, ew. Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a problem.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Is it ever acceptable to use a coupon on a first date? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. I'm bringing this up because it used to be universally panned as not a good move. And now a recent survey has found that a majority of Americans say that it is totally acceptable to use a coupon on a first date. 56% of Americans polled said, yeah, use a coupon on a first date. And this really doesn't make sense. 28% of the people polled said that it's sexy.
Sexy.
Sexy to use a coupon on a first date. How do we feel about this? 916-909-1065.
I feel fine with you using a coupon on a first
you
date.
You do?
Of course. As long as we're not like it's not forcing us to go someplace that I wouldn't want to go. Like if it's like we have to go to Applebee's because I get 50% off wings. But if we're going someplace that I want to go and you happen to have a coupon, sure.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay, let me put it this way. My boyfriend uses like his Amex points for us to do things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, an Amex point, a coupon you get for no reason. An Amex point is because you use your credit card a lot.
Yeah, and you need money for Amex.
That's different. In fact, there's a reason why they say earn points.
Right.
You're earning it.
I guess so.
Because, like, using a coupon, especially on a first date, you and your boyfriend or boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is a first date. I always thought that you're supposed to put your best foot forward.
Why isn't that your best foot forward, though?
Is it? Maybe I'm wrong. I thought, like, does it show that you're frugal? Does it show that you're cheap?
Or does it show that you have the opportunity to save money?
But why go to a place if you're just going there, like, why not pick a place that's more affordable? That you don't need to.
But I think that you are stuck with the idea that you have to use a coupon because you don't have money. As opposed
to, you have money,
you're choosing to save.
Kevin, what do you think about this as the only single person on the show?
I think using a coupon is kind of embarrassing.
Is it?
I think so. That's why I never use it on dates. The one time I did use it on a date, it was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, you did use a coupon on a date once?
Do you think that is because you were using the coupon because you needed it?
Yeah.
See, I think that's the difference. Are you using a coupon because you can't afford it or because you are somebody that sees an opportunity to save money? Because people that have money save money.
Yeah.
you know?
Okay, so let me ask you this, Kevin. If you, when you used a coupon,
uh-huh.
we know what kind of ladies you like to date, or at least you want to date. And they are baddies. Do you pull the coupon? First of all, was it a nice place? Do you want to say where it was?
No.
Okay. Was it a nice place?
Yes.
Okay. And you pull out a coupon.
Uh-huh.
Did you lay the coupon on the bill?
No. So I got the bill and I put the coupon behind the check and then my card in front of the check.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
So, but did she notice?
Yeah.
She didn't notice it, but the server definitely brought back and said, hey, this coupon's expired. You can't use this.
No!
I know. It was embarrassing.
That makes me want to light myself on fire.
He was the worst server ever, and I will never live it down.
The only thing worse,
that's pretty lame.
The only thing worse would have been if he came back and be like, sir, this card's not going through.
That would be horrendous.
So, was she completely turned off? Did you get a second date with her?
No, she ghosted me.
She did.
Yeah.
Kevin.
But yeah. It's okay. You know, you live and learn. That's what dating's about. You live and learn. I learned to never touch a coupon again.
Never.
And also, to just go up and pay if you're paying with the coupon instead of having them bring it back.
I mean, that always looks a little suspicious, too. If you're at a place where there's not, like, you have to get up to go pay, but you still get up to go pay, that's kind of...
I wouldn't say I'd get it to go pay. I'd say I'd go to the bathroom.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
All right.
Not dumb, Gavin.
No, you're not. Definitely not. Might be cheap, but
might be single.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm outdated. Use coupons on dates.
No.
Is it now? Are there certain kinds of coupons that are more acceptable than others? Like if it was like a free appetizer, is that better or worse than just like 20% off?
And I think that's better.
Free appetizer.
Yeah.
How about if it's,
because it's like, hey, use it or lose it. It's not like I need it.
That's a good point. And what about this one? What if it's not a coupon, but if you're like, hey, if we say it's one of our birthdays, we get a free dessert.
Oh, that's
I would absolutely love that.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
Do you guys know who are in the basketball finals right now?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Kevin, you do?
Yeah.
He's a sports.
Who is it?
Pacers versus OKC.
That's right. Thunder.
Okay.
Okay. I really have no skin in the game.
Okay, right.
I have been lured to the Pacers side through a marketing tactic.
All righty.
Oh,
through a marketing tactic?
Yes. Do you know what their new slogan is?
No.
Outpace everyone.
No.
No.
Pacers.
Hardly newer.
No. Pacers. Yes, sirs.
No, is it really?
That gif, is that real?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes, sirs. And I got to tell you, it's all I needed. It's all I needed to be an Indiana fan. Now I'm an NBA.
Well, I feel like that's why they lost.
No, well, they've been winning.
They didn't win the last
game.
Well,
I know that. But
and that's game two.
Well, they won game one.
So hot. I know, they won game one. But now they're at the home game, so maybe they'll do better.
Listen to him.
You're more sports than we thought.
I'm all in on sports.
Where
lately.
Have you been watching the games?
Bro it up. My bro's house. Grab a couple brewskis, watch some basketball, yell at the players when they do stupid calls by the judge.
By the judge. The
ref. Stupid ref.
This is more to do with gambling, doesn't it?
No.
No.
How much money have you put on? Who are you going for?
I was going for the Pacers till I heard you're a fan, so now I'm flipping.
What?
Yes, sirs.
Yes, sirs. Feels so good to say.
By the way, we can probably revisit the gambling addiction that Kevin has. But apparently, so I Googled this. This is very divisive amongst Pacers fans.
Okay.
So some people for years have been calling the Pacers just the sirs.
Okay.
Which, again... It's two syllables, guys.
Right.
I know it's Indiana, but you can do two syllables.
Okay.
I believe in you. And some Pacers fans love it.
Sure.
Some Pacers fans are like, this is the dumbest thing ever. Somebody wrote, I'm looking at like a Reddit thread on the Pacers subreddit.
Okay.
And somebody said, I always thought just calling them the Sirs was dumb as S, but whatever. Here we are now.
I think it is so fun. Does OKC have a slogan? Not that I know of.
Right, yeah.
You have to sing the whole song. OKLAHOF. They're not really doing that, but they should.
They should.
They should.
They should lean into the musical.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Nothing vibes better with the NBA than Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of saying it.
OKLAHOF. Oklahoma.
Rump. See?
Wow.
Yes,
I would
sirs.
Root for OKC now.
Of course you would, you gambling addict.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call live tickets. The Raccoon Club VIP is all sold out, but there are still some seats available. They start at $20. You can get your tickets today, which we recommend because this show is going to sell out. Text the word live, L-I-V-E, to 916-909-1065. The show is shaping up behind the scenes to be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to miss it. How many states have you guys visited?
Oregon, Washington, California.
Should we wait and tally them up and find out, like, who amongst us has visited the least amount of states?
That's probably me.
Yeah, it's probably.
You think it's Kevin?
Does Nevada count?
Well, yeah, it's a state.
Okay, period.
Okay, do we count it if you've been there for a layover?
Oh. No.
No. Aww. Okay.
We should add them all up.
Yeah, let's add them all up because I need to think.
We should.
Georgia.
Because I'm only 5% of Americans have never visited another state. And
I think I've gone to 9.
9 states.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she got me beat.
I think I probably have the most. And I don't think that's because I'm like some big traveler. I think it's because I had the luxury growing up on the East Coast.
Where you guys just bebop between the states like it's nothing.
Well, there's just so many more states. Like, you just look at, like...
Well, they're smaller.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to drive from Pennsylvania to Florida, you got to go through Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, right. North Carolina, South Carolina,
See,
Georgia,
but that's,
Florida.
That's basically a layover. That can't count.
Well, you pull over, you do some stuff, maybe you get some food here and there.
Okay, that's, are we counting if I stop to get a White Castle
if you're
as
driving
you've been
through,
there?
Oh, especially if it's White Castle, that's part of the culture of, like, New Jersey or something like that. But that's 7 states right there. And I've done that multiple times in my life.
I think if you can't count a layover, you can't count a drive-thru.
That's true.
So then what can you count?
You are there for a purpose. Like, the intention was to go to that state.
The intention?
Yes.
I have 5 under my belt.
Well, if that's the case, then all of those still count except for South Carolina and Georgia.
So he still wins.
Because I've gone to, like, Baltimore for a trip, and I've gone to the beach of Delaware, and I've gone to the beach of Virginia and North Carolina, and then Florida, obviously, Disney World.
Right.
But then I've got Arizona. I've got Nevada.
When did you go to Arizona?
Oh, many times. That's where I saw the Grand Canyon.
Right. That's right.
I've been to Texas, so... Yeah, I probably win. But I mean, listen, New York, obviously, I lived in New York for a bit, New Jersey. So, but it's interesting, though, 5% of Americans have only visited the state that they were born in.
Well, because traveling is expensive. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
You've never like it's not that expensive. You could stay at like a Howard
some
Johnson.
People that don't even have cars, Gavin.
Well, sure. In that case, if you don't have a car.
And you have to take time off work. And some people, it's not like you have vacation time. You just don't get paid.
You don't think this is more of for the 5% of people, they just never saw the worth in it? Like they're kind of
people. No, I think they can't afford it.
They're townies that just never left their hometown.
No. I think probably. They cannot get themselves there.
What do you think, Kevin?
I think... I don't know.
All right, well, I didn't know you ran out of ideas. All right. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com patreon.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.